So let's go on and talk about your 68-year-old lady.
This is a 68-year-old woman whom I saw in 2012 after she had debulking surgery for a stage 3C ovarian cancer when she presented with vague abdominal symptoms, and actually she had ascites. When you go back in the history, it's amazing. She had symptoms for more than a year, and they were persistent symptoms. I saw her. She recovered from the surgery well. I discussed with her chemotherapy. She chose to take the intravenous carboplatin paclitaxel. This lady actually took, if I remember correctly, 8 cycles because her CA-125 became normal after cycle 5. And then I usually give like a couple of cycles more. And she did very well. She went into complete remission, but unfortunately, she recurred and she received the other chemotherapy agents after that. I think including bevacizumab and pegylated liposomal doxorubicin.
Before you go on, I had meant to ask you about this before, but I was kind of surprised when I saw the responses. When you give post-surgical chemotherapy in ovarian cancer, in what fraction of the cases do you have no evidence of disease at the time you give the chemo? In other words, nothing measurable at normal CA.
Yeah, it definitely happens. I mean, nothing measurable because we don't actually do scans after surgery. I mean, the surgeon tells me it's optimally debulked. Therefore, we don't do PET scans. We don't do CAT scans. Therefore, there is nothing really we see. I mean, it depends. I would say that maybe 30%, 30 to 40% of patients, when they come to us after surgery, if you wait long enough, I mean, their CA-125 could be normal. But I would say 60%, the CA-125 is still very high, even after adequate waiting after surgery.
Okay, so that makes, you know, I know, I don't know, it maybe seems strange to you, but I guess I'm so far away from clinical that I didn't really realize it, because I kind of visualized post-debulking surgery as kind of adjuvant treatment. And that's why when we got back, you remember we had the problem which we weren't sure what people were sending, and a lot of people, it looked like they were giving what I would call adjuvant therapy, but then they would check off complete response. But what actually happened is, most likely was their CA was up and it went back to normal.
To the normal range, at least on 2 occasions.
So it's really not exactly adjuvant.
It really is not. You are absolutely right. I mean, when there is CA-125 very high, there is really disease. And then, you know, the other thing, Neil, here is, you know, the normal range is very big range from like 0 to 30 or 35. And some of these women become so attached to their CA-125. I mean, is 25 as good as 15 or 5? I mean, we tell them yes, but only time will tell you if there is a trend of increase. But these patients, when their CA-125 increases from 5 to 10, they think it doubled. And it's really hard to explain it to them.